in your grace. I see my own face in your grace. Shines the human race with you. Of time disappearing into you here. I'm giving myself, giving myself at your lotus.
Beloved, for it's easy to forget yourself in the outside world. Lose yourself. For 3 years I have been walking deeper into the unconsciousness, telling myself that everything is fine. What is even scarier is that I started accepting living like this, unconscious, losing myself deeper in the masses. I lost myself, and I lost you. I was living a lie, and for a while I was fine with it. I believed I was, but the past year I have had this void in me, this empty space that needed something, didn't get it. It left me with this slowly tearing pain, the pain of not feeling anything. The big void wanted to be filled, so I filled it with more unconsciousness. I filled it with whatever I thought I needed. One bad habit after the other. Deep down, I knew that this was messed up, but even then, I convinced myself that this was life and everything was fine. Then I got the opportunity to come here again. I was hesitant. I knew that it would stir up things inside me. And I was afraid. I was almost about to say no. Thank God I wasn't that stupid. It's a very fine line sometimes between heaven and hell. My mind went crazy the last days before the retreat. I still can't believe it. Once I came here, the void was filled with joy, love, and life. What I have experienced here now is hard to put into words, for it's gone, and it's like I have been reborn. It is like I needed to get fucked up in the outside world to be able to receive this, your love. Thank you, Svaha. Thank you. Thank you for being here and that I can sit by your feet, receiving this rainbow of emotions and feelings. Words cannot describe this gratitude I feel. Love, Puneet. This is the life in a nutshell, Puneet. And you are very lucky that you see it so early in life. Well, nobody knows if life is going to be long or not, but so young, I would say then. It's easy to forget yourself in the outside world, lose yourself. That is what the world is. It's out. The whole manifestation is out. So then, if you have forgotten yourself, which everybody has, then it's so much out there that you forget yourself. That's what happens. You are not anymore centered in yourself. You are lost out there. And it's so much. And it's so interesting. Wow! But you are not present. You are out there. In reality, there is no world out there. It's all one. But we are split. Then it becomes the outer world and the inner world. If you become a total man, a whole human being, then there is no inside or outside. It is just is. Because it's harmonious. No, everybody is lost outside. Then they need to come back inside. Because you can only understand opposites. But in reality, it's not. If you are present, then it's functioning beautifully. When you go in, be silence. When you go out, be love. Like that. Two sides of the same coin, no? It's one coin, no? But this, everybody get lost. And more than ever now, because it's so much outside. It's never been so much outside. Everything is available. But nobody is present. Then it becomes like poison. So the whole world, the whole Western world is lost. Not only the Western world, the Eastern also, because they get influenced by the West. The whole world gets Americanized, and nobody is more fucked up than American. For 3 years, I have been walking deeper into the unconsciousness. Not for 3 years, maybe for 300 lives. But you don't know. That is your habit. And it's very easy to miss it. Even here, even when you come in contact with somebody like me, it's very easy to miss it. Because it's so much out there. It's so much interesting things. It's so many dreams. So many desires. So it's fantastic. That you see. For 3 years, and that is nothing. It is maybe 6 years since you first came to me. But that is also normal because you need time. Nobody knows what they are coming to, or very, very few. And you are young, you are still young. So you had to get lost. It's bound to, you have to, everybody should get lost. And suffer, like Buddha said. And get hurt and get frustrated. and disappointed. Because then you learn that whatever the world has to offer you, it won't fulfill you. But that you won't believe just by the Buddha's telling it to you. You have to feel it. You have to understand it. That is just how it is. You have to be ready to receive what you are longing for. It's a paradox. I can see it, but that doesn't help you because you are still in your dreams. So you have to try. And the young people, they should. Be quick so you burn it out. Ordinary people never get finished with it. They are still, even when they become old, they still have their dreams and their fantasies. At least to have somebody who is old and stupid is much worse than to have somebody who is young and stupid. At least they are young, no, they don't know what to do. And now the young generation in the West, they are really stupid because they are so lost. Lost in the outside, lost in the computer, lost in the phone. I have seen movies, people, the cell phone is more valuable than their friends. That's where it has gone. The phone is more valuable than the friend because they don't have friends, everything. Maybe they have 1,000 friends on Facebook, but they don't have one friend. That is where it becomes. When you start seeing how things are, it's amazing. It's shocking. And that's why nobody wants to be disturbed. Everything is fine because everybody is lost. Everybody is doing the same stupid things. It's normal. It's normal to be stupid. And if it's a wise man coming, what do they? They crucify him then. That's the old story. Because truth is shocking when you live in lies. You don't want to listen. But in some mysterious way, you came here. You got something in. Some seeds I managed to plant in you. You didn't know. That time when your mouth was open, I put the seed there. Then maybe 3 years, maybe 6 years. But something is working. Then you remember. But you are very lucky. Many people don't have that. And also another thing, your parents were here, no? Then a young man, a young woman, definitely most of them don't want to go where the parents go. That's for sure. Because you want to rebel. But here, many children have come because of the parents, and many parents have come because of the children. And at one point, if they are lucky, they realize that this is nothing to do with that. Then maybe they can slowly, slowly drop this family situation and realize that we are just friends. Then a whole new thing starts happening. We are just human beings. For 3 years, I've been walking deeper into the unconscious, telling myself that everything is fine. That's what everybody is doing. The whole world is that everything is fine. How are you today? Fine, they say. Just a little bit scratching, they can kill you, no? You have to be very careful. Many times when I talk about this, it comes up this in my mind. I was in the subway in New York City. And I was so happy. Even down there, it looks like after the Holocaust down there. Wow. stinky person, it was summertime, have to go from the village to up to my sacred place there, the park. Best place in New York was the park, you know, Central Park. Then one big guy, a few of them were standing hanging out, like Hercules situation. And I was just like, please stop. And then I met his eyes, and then it was just pouring, like that. And you're looking at me? You motherfucker. And I was like, my God, these guys could kill me, you know. They are so angry, so frustrated. And that's how the world is. Everything is fine, they say. Everything is fine. It's normal. And in their life, it is normal. And they fight, just you look at them, no? So then I realized, my God, I have to be really careful with my happiness. People can't take it. They can't relate to it. And I have to be awful. Just be normal. Give some mean looks. Then people can, on the eyes, like, cool, cool, you know, like that. That's how the world is. And it is a pressure. You have to be normal. This is the normal world. Like you say, telling myself that everything is fine. That's what they do. Wherever they are, they're telling everything is fine. And this is what my friends do. What is even scarier is that I started accepting living like this, unconscious, losing myself deeper into the masses. Yeah, and the more deeper you go, the more natural it becomes. It becomes your life. And for most people, they don't see it the whole life. The whole life goes like that. That is what is normal. You have to see the reality. Who meets somebody who tells the truth? And not only that, but who will listen? Even if they meet. Many people maybe come across, but they won't listen. No? So it's very good, Puneet, you see these things early. I lost myself and I lost you. Yeah, of course. I cannot reach you if you are not present. It's impossible. There's no meeting then, no? And I see that again and again and again. When people come, they have been away. It takes time. It takes time to come back. Even people have been many times. Because the habit is so deep, you forget. You have to be very strong to be in the world and not be influenced by it. Very strong. Otherwise, you get influenced by the people, by the situations. And very soon you fall into your old, which is much more easy. It's much more easy going downhill than to go uphill, no? I was living a lie, and for a while I was fine with it. I believed I was. Yes, again, that's how everybody is. Everything is fine. Everything is normal, and you believe in it. And when you tell a lie many, many times, it becomes a truth for you then. Because you don't see how the reality, you have forgotten how reality is. You have created your own world. That everything is fine, everything is. That's why people don't want to listen to the truth. It's shocking. This space, in this past year, became just a void in me. A space that needed something, didn't get it. It left me with this slowly tearing pain. The pain of not feeling anything. Yeah. You become numb. And that is also how the society is. It becomes numb. Nobody is present. Nobody is feeling. You even become afraid of the feelings because it's only in the head. Everything functions in the head. This big void wanted to be filled, so I filled it with unconsciousness. Yes, and that is a lot of in the world. And now everything is ready, available. So do as much unconscious things as you can to try to fill it. It's like a drug. You need more and more. I filled it with whatever I thought I needed. One bad habit after the other. Deep down, I knew that this was really messed up. But even then, I convinced myself that this was life and everything was fine. You are a lucky man, Puneet. You had a little connection there still in your unconsciousness. But this is how people live their whole life, exactly like this, convincing themselves that this was life and everything was fine. Because how to break out? To break out, you need courage. You need to go against everybody. It's much easier to be a sheep than to be a lion. And the whole society is just a bundle of sheep. Bleh. Nobody knows where they're going, as long as they have something to eat. Bleh. They don't know that they all go to the slaughterhouse. Bleh. What kind of life is that? They have totally forgot everything is fine, they say, because everybody is here together and I have so many. I have 1,000 sheep friends. Bleh. Everything is normal. Bleh. Don't disturb us. Bleh. But to break out, that takes courage. And the amazing thing, and that is only for human beings, a sheep is born a sheep, it will die a sheep. But the human being, he can transform himself into a lion. And even beyond that. But that people miss out on. Being human being and living as sheep, that is really embarrassing. And that's another reason why people don't want to look at themselves. It's pathetic. Then I got this opportunity to come here. I was hesitant. I knew that it would stir something inside me, and I was afraid. Exactly. And this is the reason I always say, I have to stir you up, because you are asleep. You are unconscious. I even say, excuse me. Don't be mad at me. I know what I'm doing. You don't. But this is the game we're playing. If you want to wake up, I have to stir you up because you are asleep. Then, of course, when you wake up and you dance in the field and you eat flowers like a cow and do all kinds of crazy things, then you are happy. Then you are very happy. You have let go then of your control. No? You become innocent again. But that is very scary. Very scary for that person who have all these ideas. So this is very good. I knew it would stir something, yes, but it's needed to stir up. Sometimes, and that's why I'm happy, because you have been there, you have been tasting that. But when people have been living like that for 50 years, 60 years, then it's very difficult to get them out of it. They get very identified with the unconscious, with their habits. And on the surface, everything is fine. And they might be a president, they might be a great therapist, they might be a great healer. But then, when I disturb them, it hurts a lot. The ego is so dense. Then they get angry. Your understanding is already there. In spite of your fear, you did it. I was almost about to say no. Yeah, the mind, your ego, always want to hold you back, to say no. The ego is always ready to fight. That's how you keep yourself tight. Only if some other understanding comes up, another sensitivity, a new wisdom, then you start listening to your heart, to your being, instead of the head. But that will change everything. So that is scary. Thank God I wasn't that stupid. My mind went crazy the last days before the retreat. Yeah, that I also have told you. Sometimes people, the mind goes so crazy that they even make the person sick. They don't know how to escape. They want to come, they book the retreat, but it's so scary because they know they have to face themselves. So you, something in you feel that already. So what kind of excuse can, I don't know, my car got punctured, I don't know what to do. And the mind is so powerful that it can make yourself sick. Many times it happens. I'm saying, I wonder if that person managed to come. And then I get the message, no, that person got so sick. And I, what to do? What can I do? I just have to watch it now. And then it's even more tough to come, because then they have already fallen in that trap. Once I came here, the void was filled with joy, love, and life. Yes. And that is the amazing thing that I have to watch all the time. You just have a hollow emptiness, a void, and you're protecting it. It's nothing. Instead of being filled with love, life, and juice. But you cannot see that before it has happened. I see it all the time. You're trying to protect your suffering. It's amazing. So don't fall in that trap anymore. No, you have seen it. And again, I say you are lucky, because most people, they never see that. And the sooner you have broken, you have stood up for the truth and your fear and your mind and seen the outcome, which is joy, love, and life, then it gives you a different strength. Because now it's your own experience. Before you have experienced it, you can't believe it. You have to have the experience. the mind is very tricky. What I have experienced here now is hard to put into words, for it's gone. And it is like I have been reborn. It is like I needed to get fucked up in the outside world to be able to receive this, your love. Yes. That is why all the Buddhas have said that suffering is very valuable. Pain is very valuable because it makes you more humble, no? Disappointments. Because when you come and if you already know, you think you have something, you think you know already, you are arrogant. How can you get? I'm not forcing anybody. It's like when you have a river there, it's up to you if you want to drink or not. If you want to drink, you have to bow down. You cannot stay next to him. No, I want to drink, but I have to bow down to drink. It doesn't work. You have to bow down. And that's exactly what's happening in satsang. You have to bow down. You have to be less arrogant, more open, more sensitive, more vulnerable, more understanding. And if that is not there, then suffer more then. Huh? Suffer more. So, you needed to get fucked up. Like I said, you need to have a breakdown because that prepares you to receive. It's bound to be like that because the old has to go. No, your old personality, your own ideas, it didn't work. It got fucked up. You got fucked up. You had a breakdown. You were lost in the void. What is the point of living? So everybody needs this breakdown. Then you can start again in the real way, no? Thank you, Svar. Thank you for being here and that I can sit by your feet receiving this rainbow of emotions. Words can describe the gratitude I feel. Love, Puneet. Yes. I know, because I have experienced it myself. But it has to be understood when it's understood. If that takes 6 hours, or 6 years, or 60 years, or 600 lifetimes, nobody knows. That's why I say, you're lucky, huh? It's impossible to resist the truth. It will always win. But that's what the mystics always been dealing with. It's like when you're a mother and the baby is trying to run away with dirty diapers. They don't want to change. And the mother says, but baby, you are full of shit, man. And then it's a fight. And then the baby say, I hate you, mama. What a mad world.
I hung my hat on a wishing tree. I asked for one wish. I could have had three, but I only asked for what I needed. I could have asked for money, riches and wealth, but all I really wanted was to find myself, unaccustomed as I was to seeking. And my heart whispered inside, and the moon rose and the angels sighed. They said, here comes your second chance, you'd better believe it. Open up and receive it. Here comes your second chance, take a deep breath. This is your second chance. Your father too. Make peace with the stranger inside of you, and forgive yourself for the things you tried and failed to do. Embrace your anger, your lust and your greed. That's how we drop the things that we don't need. Pick up a musical instrument or plant a seed. That was my heart whispering inside. Welcome, it said, you're home and dry. And here comes your second chance. this is your second chance.
This is from an Italian friend who was there in Assisi with us. Dear Svaha, I met you and you entered in me like a knife in the butter. I love you very much and I find that what you say is the truth. Although I feel resistance about this enlightenment you talk about, and I apologize already if what I write can seem disrespectful. My strongest resistance is towards the concept of sacred. Again, this is very normal because enlightenment is so far out there that how can you relate to it? The ego will be in a shock. And the ego, the mind, means control. So you can't go there. You have to lose control. In fact, you have to lose yourself. Enlightenment is just the transcendence of the ego. Ego is hell. Enlightenment is heaven. But then you have resistance against enlightenment, against the sacred, which is your own true self. This is the paradox, how it is in reality. So you are resisting your own self, your true self. Enlightenment is your own potential, your own future, and you are resisting it. And that's what everybody does. By being a slave of the ego, you will resist everything that is real. Because the ego itself is false. So, you are not disrespectful towards this one. It's impossible. You are disrespectful towards your own true being. Amazing. I started my spiritual path about 20 years ago. I was very young, but I used to live sacredness in a more total and fulfilling way than now. Then I had wanted to put roots, since just the wind blowing was enough to take me away. And in this way I learned to root myself. It's not the roots that I talk about, because roots and wings should be natural. You have to be grounded and you have to feel your spirit. This is the balance. But when you mention this rooting, it's not rooting, it's just to have concrete around the feet. That is the normal rooting. You get stuck. And that's what happened. You got stuck. Today, I'm a woman committed to the play of life, and I'm loving it and also finding it hard. Nevertheless, today I feel that I'm missing peace. I had it and I lost it. I don't feel what I used to do as a child or as a girl under the starry sky. I have lost that feeling of connection with the sky, that feeling of being a daughter of God, of dreaming something that would become true. Maybe this is not the sacred. Maybe this is a childish concept. Still, I feel I lost something that was making me vibrating with the sky and the sea. What happened? What happens, Vaha? What is there that I don't manage to see? Thank you for coming to Italy. Whatever reaction you will provoke in us, I believe it is a gift for everybody. With sympathy and love, Serena. This is what we need to find back to. The whole journey is to come back to the sacred in you. That is the whole journey of sannyas. From darkness to light. To find that which is divine, sacred in yourself. That connection with the mystery, with nature, with the animals, with God, with your heart. But it's totally lost. And that's why people are so lost in the world, because they have forgotten what is the most important. No, a cell phone is more important. No, a video game is more important. There's so many things that is more important. The sacredness is totally forgotten. So of course it will be difficult. And that's why someone like me has to steer you up. Because it is there, but to find it again, you have to start by loosening up, by opening up, by finding that which is innocent in you again. That which is sacred is very alive. It's just to get rid of this layer of image, of the past, of being a grown-up, of being serious, of being somebody. And that takes courage. It's almost impossible to do that alone. And that's what I'm creating, a safe place where you can just become yourself again. Find your innocence. Find the joy of life. I had lost it. What I used to do as a child, a girl under the starry sky. I have lost the feeling of connection with the sky, with the ocean. The feeling of being a daughter of God. No, this is not childish. This is the reality. Because a child is still connected with it. It's natural. A child hasn't evolved a personality and ego. You are a child of God, which everybody is, but you forget it. And that is still alive in you, but it's covered with all these ideas that you get from your parents, from society, from everybody. When that is gone, which is happening here every day, then what is more beautiful to look at the starry sky, the full moon, watching the flowers? So when you are here, you should take time. When that innocence starts appearing again, listen to it. Just feeling the grass, looking at the flower, listening to the river. Whatever is happening in the moment. And it can happen very quickly in a place like this. That's why I'm here. It's for you to become natural again. And the whole nature will support that. Because nature is like it's always been. It's you who got lost. So when you start coming back to yourself and enjoying the small things in life, and the bird song, and the flowers, and the starry night, then it's very supportive to be in nature, of course. This is a place of healing, to heal the past, to come back into the moment, to be innocent again. It's not a dream, it is reality. But now we are living in a dream, so it becomes unreal. But in fact, it's there. But you have to do some work. You have to understand it. You have to long for it. You have to want it.
I lost something that was making me feel vibrating with the sky and with the sea. What happened? What is there that I don't manage to see?
You don't manage to see because you are not with people with a clear vision. That is what the master is all about. That is what satsang is about. Somebody who has a clear vision. Then falling in tune with him, you start getting a clear vision. That is what the Tibetan calls guru yoga. It's the easiest. It's the most advanced and the most easy. It's just to fall in tune with the master. Then everything starts happening by itself. Because that truth is inside you. But you have to be open. You have to surrender. You have to get in tune. You have to get out of your own way. And as soon as that link has happened, that your own inner wisdom is start blossoming. It's just asleep. What happened was that you got asleep. You fell asleep like everybody has been falling asleep. But it is available. But you have to be with people who is in contact with that.
Thank you for coming to Italy. Yes, thank me, because when I went to Italy, I really went into the unknown. But I survived.
And I love the Italians. So now they are waiting for me, so now what can I do? I guess I have to go back. And especially if they have a hard time coming here. The Brazilians is amazing. They manage. In some mysterious way, they hardly have anything. And still, that's this power of love. Maybe the Italians hasn't connected so deeply, because just from Italy is nothing. You could hitchhike. If you want to see the master, I had many sannyasin friends in the old days when we first came to Osho. They traveled overland to India. That took months. Hitchhiking to India. That's fantastic. Just imagine what you have to go through. The challenge, the adventure. Every situation that you have to face yourself. Hitchhiking to Afghanistan, Iran. It's great. That is a preparation to come to the Master. Then you suffer on the way. Puneet had to suffer at home. You see, suffering is very good. It's a preparation. Thank you for coming to Italy. Whatever reaction you will provoke in us, I believe it is a gift for everybody. Yes, that is the truth. The more people are holding on to the ideas, to the ego, to the false, the more they feel provoked. I don't do anything. I never do anything. I just talk the truth. So if you are provoked about the truth, then of course it will hurt. And if you are really thirsty, if you are more a mature soul, mature heart, then it will be pure bliss. And you have everything in between. That's how it is. Some people feel provoked, some people get angry, some people get hurt, and some people get totally satisfied. And some people start dancing, some people start crying, and some people just say, give me more, 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 like that. You have the whole spectrum. That's how humans are. I just share. What can I do? And if it's too much provoking, I'm sorry. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just speaking the truth. And I don't think you could have truth served in a more nice way than this. So if you can't handle it here, you can't handle it anywhere. So good luck. Where's Pratyusha? Beloved Swahat, thank you for accepting me to this first retreat with you in this beautiful place. Where do you live?
Switzerland.
That's also beautiful. You live in the country or in the city?
In the city.
In the city? Which one?
Basel.
Basel. Switzerland, I love Switzerland because it reminds me of the Himalayas, the mountain there, no? I like this, like that. Reminds me of home. During the last 6 months, I have been listening to your satsangs and I couldn't wait to come here. During my whole life, there was an unbearable pain in me. I lived a split life. Inside the vulnerable, hurting little baby. Outside the knowing it all. Adult specialized in helping others. There was even the time of the rebellious teenager and the wild dancing woman. Here, feeling this love and support, only the helpless baby showed up in the first days. The loud music hurts, being wild feels impossible. The tender contact exercises feels healing, softening. I'm longing to let go of this person and to find my true self. Sitting still and in satsang, I can feel the stillness, the peace and the love that is always here. Being active, it seems to disappear. I would like to be able to say, yes, I want to wake up to the truth that I had a few glimpses of. Thank you so much for everything. I love you, Pratyusha. And how are you now? Don't know?
In between.
Yeah?
Not confused. Better. Not so hurting.
Not so hurting, no? How can you be hurt here? Huh? It's an old habit. In this moment, what is here? Huh? What is here now?
Joy.
Can you accept that? Huh? Then if you accept it, what happens then? Huh? Huh? What happens when you accept? It's joy here now. Only the joy is there. Then what? What happens to you then? If you really accept, it's joy. There is no hurt, there is no pain, there is no past. This is what the reality is. And you are here in this reality. How is that?
It's good.
Yeah, then eat it, digest it. More, don't hold back. Swallow it, embrace it. That's what you have to do. How is it now?
There is still this something in here that doesn't know how to let go.
Yes, but that will go. You will be at the whole retreat now. So this is a gift to yourself. And really take it like that, because that's what it is now. So just embrace yourself. This will go, because the holding is very old for everybody. And this split. And you are a sensitive woman, but you had to function in the world. And you even became a therapist, a teacher, all this, taking care of other people. No, give it just to yourself. Come back to yourself. And you don't need to push yourself. This is for many, many people on many different levels in the evolution. No? So if you have been jumping and screaming and done that, fine. And now it will be more and more soft. No? And a fantastic process called mystic growth will start tomorrow. Such a simple, it was one of the last master keys that Osho gave before he left his body. Because what is very unique for human beings is laughing and crying. No animals can do, no. What is more human than laughing and crying, no? So first, laughter, to not take yourself so serious, that will loosen up everything, I will promise you. Go crazy. Laugh of others and laugh even more about yourself, no? Because the ego is so tight, so serious, such an old habit. And you have to function with a certain kind of ego in the world. No, let go of all that. And the more conscious you can let go of it, the more potent it will be. So first the laughter, and even if it's, you think, oh, 3 hours with laughter, how can that happen? No problem. Practice. Any child would love it. No school today, only laughter. Okay, great. Like that. So first, find your innocence, no? And then the tears, where these things, how many times we hold ourselves, how much suffering, how much falseness in the world. how much we've been pushing, all that will wash it, everything away. So it's the right moment, just take care of yourself, enjoy the ride, no? You are at the perfect place. Don't have any ideas, just go with the program. Eat, laugh, cry, meditate, no? And then in this nature, hug a tree, go and sleep in the moss, look at the sunset, whatever you feel like, no? Just soft things to bringing you back to that innocence, no? You don't need to push yourself, it's fine. This is the conflict, no? You live this split life. Everybody has, because everybody has this vulnerable little baby inside. And then on the outside you want to be a therapist, a Muhammad Ali, all this. Inside is just a very lost little child, you don't know. You're just longing for the innocence, no? For the playfulness, for the relaxation, for the love, for the peace. So being aware of that, this is the perfect place. You can embrace all that. Just give it to yourself. Because the habit is that, is something wrong? No, nothing is wrong. Accept that more and more. That's why I say digest it. Everything is fine. And just be total in the things. You say you would like to say yes. That is the whole art of being a sannyasin, saying yes to life. That's the first step. We have to change consciously all that is negative into that which is positive. And that is just a deep understanding in yourself, that you have to start taking care of yourself. You have to be responsible for yourself. Do things that nourish your heart, not the mind or the ego or how you should function in the society. Just little things. Start enjoying little things. Melting. Then you melt, relax more and more into yourself, into existence, into nature. Then no more separation, or no more conflict, because you become one, how you are. Being grounded in that, you will be able to function in anything. Then your work will also change, because you come from your real place. But we have to find back to that first. Then it's another challenge to bring that out to the world. Up till now we have been split, no? There has to be integration in there. So allow yourself to become innocent, no? Soft, sensitive, it's very good. Very nice. And when you say yes, this is the amazing thing by being open and saying yes, that you start dissolving into the positive, no? Into that which is real, happy, joyful. And in dissolving, it won't be any separation, it won't be any split. So allow yourself to dissolve, to melt, to relax. Then it's no more split, no more separation. Consciously, you allow yourself to say yes. Yes to life. Yes to yourself. Then we will see how it goes now. Welcome.
That's why I like to have longer retreats, so you have time. You have time to be here. To be with yourself, to come back.
I'm pulling in the oars of this tiny boat, growing weary of the rowing and all the effort to reach some shore when it's not sure where I'm going. Rising with the tide, breaking through the wave, I surrender any notion that there is someone here to save, as if I'm separate from the ocean.
Say yes to life, like that, make that the meditation. Say yes to everything, then things will change. No, that should be the mantra, at least for the next week. Being positive. The mind is always negative, always complaining, always comparing. No? When yes, then what is there then? Nothing. It cuts everything. No? If it's a total yes, and that is really the goal of life, just to have a total yes to life, then you are free then. Just one big yes. Happy. That is the true prayer, just full of yes. Aum Shanti.
Yes, to the laughter and the blessing.